Here we go. Hello and welcome to another episode of Cemetery Tales Podcast. I am your host, Gerard Terrell, and today we are going to talk about the significance of green burials. You know, we have to really understand the options that you have in the burial practice. When it comes to in-ground burials or being cremated, and the emergence, the environmental importance, and having some kind of awareness of our environment when we start talking about green burials. You know, it's critical that we explore and embrace, you know, sustainable practices in our final moments on this earthly journey that we're taking. You know, green burials have garnered tremendous popularity in recent times, and rightfully so. I mean, these burials stand as a testament to our commitment to protecting and preserving our planet. You know, our final resting places, they can become symbols of our love and our care for the environment, thus ensuring that our legacy lives on, not just as memories and memories, but also in the positive impact we leave behind. You know, lately in these last couple episodes, I talk about legacy, that legacy is important. You know, one of the essential elements of green burials is the use of a biodegradable coffin. Now, some green burials don't use those, but it's good to use them. You know, again, biodegradable. You know, these eco-friendly coffins, they can be made from a natural or renewable material, and they allow our earthly remains to return gracefully to the embrace of the earth. As we embrace the cycle of life and death, we recognize that our bodies, like all living beings, are part of the natural order, and green burials honor that truth. You know, green burials also emphasize the significance of, you know, natural burial grounds. You know, these, I'll say, serene and tranquil spaces serve not only as a final resting place, but as a sanctuary, you know, for life to flourish. When we choose green burial grounds, we contribute to the creation of biodiversity, fostering growth of native plants and providing habitats for various creatures. Imagine even in death, we become stewards of life and guardians of nature. You know, we miss those importance sometime of, you know, going back to the earth. You know, as they say, ashes to ashes and dust to dust. You know, another vital aspect of green burials is the avoidance of embalming chemicals. I just put this on the Instagram page. It's important. I mean, it helps the earth, you know. Some of these chemicals and substances are kind of harmful to the environment. So by avoiding these embalming chemicals, we protect not just our environment, but also the health of those who tend to our remains, you know. You know, these chemicals, often laden with toxins, can seep into the earth, posing risks to surrounding ecosystems and, of course, our water sources. Now, embracing a green burial allows us to return to the soil naturally and in harmony with nature's rhythm. I just spoke to a guy, his name was Tom, and I like the guy, great guy. You know, he was saying that he wants to be, a green burial. He wants to be buried as a green burial. I said, sure, just, you know, we do prepayment plans. That's something I don't think a lot of people know. Like, you know, you can prepay. You know, my mom, for example, you know, paid for her grave space, paid it off, her headstone, everything, paid it off. Like, that's something that probably should be talked about more often instead of just trying to just do it all at once. Man, pay over time. It's nothing wrong with that, you know. Doing a payment plan, that is fantastic. It's expensive. Opening close of a grave. You know, it depends on the cemetery too. You know, just the opening and closing, not the burial cost, just the opening and closing can get high. You know, you think $2,000-$3,000, some $8,000-$15,000 open and close. Some $40,000 just for the opening and close. That's not included with flowers, anything the funeral homes charge when it comes to caskets, programs, you know, the presentation, the viewing, memory books, crosses, you know, praying hands. It's a lot of costs wrapped in there. The vaults, it's a lot of things wrapped in there in that cost. But, you know, you don't think about those things. But I want to say I urge each and one of you to consider the impact of your choices, even in the moments of grief and in your moments of loss. You know, green burials are a sacred opportunity to manifest our love and reverence for the planet that we all call home. Let us be remembered not just for the lives we live, but also for the earth we cherish. In the words of the great Mahatma Gandhi, the earth provides enough to satisfy every man's needs, but not every man's greed. Let us not be greedy with the resources of this precious planet that we're on, but instead, let us give back to it, even in death. Green burials are not just a trend, but they are a transformative movement that has the power to heal the wounds we have inflicted upon the earth. You know, let us seize this moment to make a difference, not only for ourselves, but for the generations to come. Together, we can be guardians of the galaxy, but guardians of our planet's future, one green burial at a time. You know, let us choose a legacy that echoes with love, compassion, and environmental stewardship. May we be the change we wish to see in the world. You probably heard that before. I'll say it one more time. May we be the change. It's like I'm preaching, but I'm really not. I'm just talking about green burials. So I just want to say thank you for joining me on this journey today. We start talking about reflection and inspiration in regards to green burials. You know, let us go forth from this day with trying to make a difference and have different options, you know, for burial practices. So that concludes this episode. I want to say we on the Instagram page, we have included some merchandise, t-shirts at the moment. I appreciate it if you all support. We have our donation page up as well on our Instagram pages in one of our links. And, you know, we're trying to make progress. We're working really hard to get Cemetery Tales podcast moving in a great direction and moving forward with new and different content ideas. So, of course, you know, I'm always going to talk about, you know, my own things going on, you know, when it comes to shadow people, which I'm still working on that episode. You know, urban legends, you know, scary movies, scary themes, all wrapped in there. But, of course, we have to throw in education as well. You can find all those things on the Instagram page. But also, as you listen to more content, you know, we will put out more things so that you can see it's just not everything just one topic. You know, it's kind of a broad overview of a lot of different things, but you know, we'll take them as we go. And you know, if some things that you don't want to listen to is real, you can skip them. It's okay, you can skip them, you know. But I will give you all a heads up as you follow the Instagram page on what's the next episode. And as we go, I mean, lately I've been posting things about you know, Chucky, of course, from my past, you know, about the Chucky, my buddy story. I actually created a little story with Xavier on Instagram page in regards to how it used to be when I was a little kid, getting my buddy doll from my auntie. You know, I thought it was a nice little story. I see people get some likes and comments on the Chucky one. But, yeah, I appreciate you all. And as we keep going through this process, hey, let's keep growing. Thank you. Until next time.